Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, May 21st, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. MEC President Greg Davidovich posted a letter to all AFA members today, noting that contracts can be done quickly when management has the right incentive. The full letter is posted on unitedafa.org, and the following is a few excerpts from the letter. We have an opportunity to change the current dynamics of our negotiations, and it is the right time for our airline to make a fresh start by finishing the business of shared sacrifice and shared reward. Flight attendants recognize the opportunity before us, and we can help management break out of their concessionary mindset to set our airline apart to lead the industry again. Management has demonstrated their ability to reach agreements when they are motivated to do so, as evidenced by the recently announced proposed merger with Continental Airlines. That agreement is sufficiently complex as it addresses issues such as the corporate transaction, the stock swap, aircraft, airport slots, operating rights, and management rewards, just to name a few. When properly motivated, United executives have demonstrated the ability to conclude negotiations on new agreements and other complex business transactions in an expedient manner. Anti-worker delay and other tactics are prevalent at United and across the industry. Consider for a moment, as we strive to achieve an industry-leading contract, management and their peers at other airlines continue to fight for concessions. American management is claiming that labor costs at American must be lowered since the Continental collective bargaining agreements are less expensive. AMR specifically cites a cost savings of $600 million per year if they were able to achieve new agreements modeled on Continental's contracts. The goals of our community have not changed as a result of this proposed merger. Making the commitment to build our strike fund through our hard-earned dollars will clearly signal to management that we mean what we say when we promise to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract. It is time for a new contract with the pay, benefits, and work rule improvements that are commensurate with a world-class global airline. The annual United Shareholder Meeting is scheduled for June 10th this year. Some people already received their stockholder meeting notice and admission ticket this week, so keep an eye out for it if you are a UAL stockholder. If you are a shareholder, you again have the ability to register your dissatisfaction with the UAL Board of Directors who have blessed Tilton's efforts to profit from our sacrifice. Follow the instructions on the proxy to withhold your votes for the board nominees. United Management will certainly be quick to talk about the proposed merger during this year's shareholder meeting. They will not include the double-digit millions promised to Tilton in order to leave his executive role at our airline following approval of the merger. They will talk about all of the complex issues negotiated with Continental in a very short time period and conveniently leave out the fact that they have unfinished business with frontline workers. We won't let the media or other shareholders forget that we are still working at 1994 wages and our contract is overdue. This management needs to get to business to negotiate an industry-leading contract for flight attendants if they wish to create the industry's leading airline. Make plans now to join your flying partners to keep our contract front and center. More details about the event will be posted on our website soon. Flight attendants throughout the industry are sick and tired of concessions, and together we are standing up for our future. Good news in the fight with British Airways this week, as a court of appeals in the UK ruled in favor of Unite, the union that represents the British Airways flight attendants. Earlier in the week, airline management had blocked the strike through a court ruling that was overturned yesterday. Now, Unite is scheduling a new set of strikes to begin with a 5-day walkout starting next Friday. In U.S. Aviation, our American Airlines sisters and brothers in the Association of Professional Flight Attendants voted 96.8% in favor of authorizing a strike. Flight attendants have not yet been released from mediation by the National Mediation Board, although they have asked for a release that could come at any time following negotiations that have been ongoing for about a year longer than our own. With this vote, American flight attendants send a powerful message to their management that they are ready to back their negotiators with all necessary action. We stand in solidarity with British Airways and American Airlines flight attendants as we all fight to maintain and improve our careers. The newest industry editorial by retired AFA member Jerry Butts was recorded this afternoon. Listen to it through option 5 on the Dear AFA phone system or call up the MP3 file on unitedafa.org. Whatever you do, give it a listen. It just might make your day. We close our message this evening with kudos for the flight of the crew of Flight 27 from New York to Los Angeles on May 16th. The flight diverted to Washington Dulles after a fire in the cockpit forced an emergency landing. Our flying partners took swift action and used our emergency procedures to help ensure the safety of 112 passengers and crew. This is another reminder of the primary purpose for our work on board the airplane, and we applaud our flying partners for representing our work so well and leading to the safe conclusion of a potentially tragic situation. The FAA reported publicly that the fire was extinguished before the plane landed and no injuries were reported. Well done, JFK Council 5 AFA members Raymond Rodriguez, Carol Mazurek, Mirel Viguera, Patricia Dowd, and Jason Williams. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.